This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump, who has avoided wearing a mask in public even as the coronavirus pandemic spread, donned one Saturday at a military hospital outside Washington, where he was to meet with wounded soldiers and frontline healthcare workers. The visit to Walter Reed National Military Medical Center marked Trump's first public appearance with a face covering since the virus began sweeping across the United States earlier this year. The president had previously refused to wear a mask in public or to ask other Americans to do so, saying it was a personal choice. At the medical facility, Trump walked by media gathered for a carefully staged photo opportunity, wearing a navy blue mask emblazoned with the presidential seal embossed in gold. Top public health officials have urged the use of masks, along with hand washing and social distancing, to slow the spread of the virus. Critics say that Trump's refusal to wear a mask in public showed a lack of leadership. Walt Disney World's Magic Kingdom and Animal Kingdom reopened Saturday with new precautions as coronavirus cases in Florida continue to surge. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Guests were welcomed to the most magical place on Earth by greeters wielding digital thermometers, checking temperatures of everyone entering, making sure they had face masks, reminding people to social distance. Disney says there are fewer reservations to keep crowds down and more disinfecting. But some are asking, with a jump in coronavirus cases in Florida in recent weeks, is now the right time to reopen? Universal Orlando and SeaWorld Orlando reopened several weeks ago. Epcot and Hollywood Studios will reopen later in the week. I'm Julie Walker.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, log on to our website. This is VOA News. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said Saturday that fairer economic systems are needed and urged a future vaccine for the new coronavirus should be available to everyone, everywhere. Speaking in a pre-recorded message to the International AIDS Society Conference, Guterres said that a future vaccine against the virus should be a people's vaccine.
Effective treatment and a future vaccine against the coronavirus must be available to everyone, everywhere, as a global public good, a people's vaccine.
The United States has poured billions of dollars into vaccine efforts at Johnson & Johnson, Moderna, Novavax, and AstraZeneca. J&J has said it is aiming for 1 billion doses. Pfizer and BioNTech are pursuing a vaccine and have said they aim to have 1.2 billion doses by the end of 2021. Mourners buried their dead and prayers were held at the graveyard and Srebrenica Potocari Memorial Center in the town of Srebrenica on Saturday for victims of the only crime in Europe since World War II that has been declared a genocide. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen says that Srebrenica is still an open wound in Europe's conscience.
8,000 lives lost. 8,000 voices silenced. It is difficult to even grasp the depth of this immense tragedy.
Typically, thousands of visitors attend the commemoration service and funeral, but this year, only a relatively small number of survivors were allowed at the cemetery due to the coronavirus pandemic. The Bosnian War pitted the country's three main ethnic factions, Serbs, Croats, and Bosnian Muslims, against each other after the breakup of Yugoslavia. More than 100,000 people were killed in the conflict. Hong Kong's opposition camp set up polling booths across the Chinese-ruled city on Saturday for primary elections aimed at selecting Democratic candidates who stand the best chance of success in legislative council elections in September. Reuters' Adam Reed reports.
Candidates set up polling booths across the Chinese-ruled city, including pro-democracy activist Joshua Wong.
Now is the second week after the implementation of national security law. Our voice hope to represent it by our vote and let Beijing to realize that people in Hong Kong choose not to kowtow to China.
This comes less than 2 weeks after Beijing imposed sweeping national security legislation on the Asian financial hub, stoking concerns that wide-ranging freedoms not seen in mainland China will be crushed.
That's Reuters'